You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. One population that's especially vulnerable in this COVID-19 pandemic is people who are addicted to opioids. A medication known by the brand name Suboxone can help, but it can be difficult to access, especially for people who are homeless. A medical team in Contra Costa County has been bringing Suboxone prescriptions to the streets for a few years. But as fatal overdoses from fentanyl continue to rise, advocates worry about the serious consequences the coronavirus may have for people addicted to opioids. I talked to KALW reporter Holly J. McDeed about how the street outreach team is navigating the coronavirus crisis. So, Holly, you first shadowed the street medicine team over a year ago. What's changed for them since the coronavirus?
Right. So this pandemic has forced everyone to rethink what it means to be outside in the world. And the whole point of this on-the-move medical team is to reach people who live in encampments, in alleyways, in the field, on the streets, where they're at. So I wondered if the team was even going out there in the world at all. And so I called up Dr. Joseph Mega, who runs the outreach program.
We're still going out our 2 days a week, standing 6 feet away. We're wearing N95 masks when we're out. And that has its own just emotional and mental effects on people, right? Like, you're coming out in hazmat suits in their mind. You know, I could see it looking like that. And it feels sterile, and it feels like, you know, we represent probably something related to the virus.
So it might be jarring for people, and it might be harder to earn people's trust out there. But at the same time, there's also a huge need for this kind of outreach right now. People are afraid of using public transportation. So it really helps to have a medical team that can come directly to people. Dr. Mega says a few weeks ago, he dropped by a highway with dozens of tents along a fence.
Probably 15 people came out of the woodwork from around there. We had basically gave out all of the clean needles that we had on our van and gave out Narcan.
Narcan, what is that?
Yes, that's a drug that can reverse opioid overdoses. So it's really important when it comes to reducing the number of fatalities. And of course, Dr. Mega, like he often does, also gave people prescriptions for buprenorphine or Suboxone, which is a drug that can ease the pain of withdrawal. And Dr. Mega says the conversations he's had with people, of course, they've shifted to focusing on the coronavirus.
You know, what symptoms they should be worried about, how they can get tested for coronavirus if they're worried.
So, Holly, what can the outreach team do for people who are worried?
So the outreach team has the ability to test people on the streets who have symptoms for the coronavirus. And what they're trying to do right now is they're moving quickly across the county. They're mapping where people live. They're screening people for symptoms. And they're also just educating people about the virus. And I asked Dr. Mega what he hears from the people he encounters on the streets.
I think the same thing that I'm hearing from the rest of the community. You know, people are afraid of getting sick, afraid of dying. And I think, you know, the main thing that people wish they had better access to are, you know, ways to clean their hands regularly. I mean, it's sort of, you know, a joke if I tell someone to wash their hands regularly if they don't have access to running water, right?
That would seem like a big issue. And Holly, as you've mentioned, the street team also provides prescriptions to help people with addiction. How has the coronavirus impacted that population?
So for people with addiction, Dr. Mega says that many of the people living in these encampments are now living alone in their tents, and they're trying to stay away from people as much as possible. On the one hand, that's great. That means that people are taking these precautions really seriously. But on the other hand,
anytime someone's using alone, you know, that puts them at higher risk of overdose. So that's been kind of on my mind when I'm going out and seeing people.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It does, because when people use drugs alone, that means no one is nearby to call for medical help. No one is nearby to administer Narcan and reverse the effects of an overdose. So it's a really tough balance.
And I think, you know, there's a risk to both things, but I do think if people are going to be, you know, injecting or using opioids, probably better for them to have a single other person around than if they're using alone and have no one, even in the context of the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, the there are a lot of people dying right now, but the risk of overdose from opioids doesn't go away.
The bottom line is that people are afraid to be around others right now, even when it means getting things like clean needles or treatment for medical conditions.
Right. And what does Dr. Mega think will be the larger fallout from that?
So we're already seeing some of the fallout around the Bay Area, and not just when it comes to people who are addicted. The number of visits to emergency rooms has plummeted because of the coronavirus. And in Contra Costa County, there's a program in the emergency room to help patients in withdrawal or who are addicted to opioids get started on buprenorphine. Again, that's the medication that can ease the pain of withdrawal. So the decline in ER visits means less people are receiving that kind of help, all kinds of help, really. Dr. Mega told me about a woman he encountered while making the rounds with the street outreach team a few weeks ago.
And she had actually like a pretty significant abscess on the side of her neck. And usually, you know, an infection under the skin from injecting either into a muscle or using a needle that's not been cleaned off.
Wow, Holly, I mean, that sounds very problematic.
It is. I mean, it's not good to have this really bad infection on your neck. But at the same time, this woman didn't want to go to the hospital because she was afraid that it would put her at risk for the coronavirus.
It was helpful, I think, to be able to talk to that person and say, actually, this is pretty serious. You need to go to the hospital. Those are the types of things people might be, you know, delaying getting care for.
I mean, all of this seems like quite a dilemma. People kind of choosing not to go get care when they need it. These are tough decisions to make.
It's true. And Dr. Mega, while he did not want to, you know, predict the future, does feel like give it 3 months down the line and we're going to start learning more about people dying, people getting diseases unrelated to the coronavirus, but because they're afraid of accessing care. There will be side effects for people who are homeless, a population that already has higher rates of underlying health conditions.
You know, it's not surprising, right? Like any disaster that affects the population in any part of the world, but in the United States, is disproportionately going to affect poor people and people who are marginalized or homeless. And so I think that will be an unfortunate outcome. And right now we're just doing our best to try to mitigate it and continue our services as best we can.
All right. Well, thank you for the update, Holly.
Thank you, Hannah.
That was KALW Justice reporter Holly J. McDeed. For more of her stories, go to KALW.org.